probably a lot of you know more about this than I do, but we are having this panel, and in meeting several times, we decided there is so much to talk about on vessel seizure that we're going to leave the complications of cargo seizure for another day. The question comes up, questions. We've decided to allow questions through the presentation. Anytime you got a question, raise your hand. If we're not seeing it, say, hey, Brad, I got a question. Of course, you can ask questions at the end if you like. As we got together, we decided it would be helpful to have a hypothetical situation to direct the discussion to what happens, why. And so you have before you our hypothetical. I assume everybody can see it, can read it. If you have any questions about the hypothetical, but we've got Golden Triangle Steel, who imports oil field goods. They have an agent for service in Orange, Texas, and they're based there. And they voyage chartered and shipped a load of steel pipe on the motor vessel Longshot. The Longshot is a Wakanda-flagged vessel. Owners based in the Kingdom of Wakanda, a signatory to the New York Convention. They have an office and an agent for service of process in Houston, and their charter party has an arbitration clause, disputes heard in Wakanda, governed by laws of Wakanda, identical to U.S. maritime law. And the cargo surveyor was retained by Golden Triangle Steel to survey the steel pipe cargo. It was conducted during a port call in Belize, and the outcome was half of the steel pipe was damaged in the hold as a result of the crew's negligence. We're talking about approximately $750,000 in damage. So, does everybody understand the hypothetical? So, Philip, let's say it's a Friday afternoon. You're thinking about watching ball games over the weekend, and you get a call to represent Golden Triangle, who advises you that the Longshot will be coming into port on Monday, and they want you to seize the vessel. What various things go through your mind? What is important to know to take on this representation?
So, I guess it's always on a Friday, and the vessel's always going to be in on a Monday. That seems to be the maritime cycle of things. Before arresting any vessel, you should discuss with your clients the pros and cons of arresting the vessel. Because depending upon the size of the vessel, it can be quite expensive to arrest the vessel. And you should have an understanding, and I think Deputy Marshal Castro will discuss the cost further, but you need to have an understanding of what the vessel is going to be worth, what the costs are going to be. You got to make sure that the client is willing to foot any bills. For instance, you've got to right off the bat write a $10,000 check to the U.S. Marshal Service. And so you need to discuss all that with the client. You need to make sure you know where the vessel is. You need to make sure that it doesn't have any complicating factors such as it's owned by a foreign state, which would bring in the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. So all of these things should be taken into consideration. But then once you determine that the client wants to go forward, then you just look at your options. With respect to the supplemental maritime rules, under this scenario, you could go under either Rule B or Rule C. In fact, the rules allow you to take either alternative.
What other factors might come into play? Would you, for example, ask for a retainer to undertake this work?
I would definitely want a retainer, particularly for the cost, because they can really mount up quickly. And yes.
And I take it you talk with this potential client about what all the costs can be and can escalate into in seizing a vessel.
Yes, definitely.
So Brad, I had a case once where a lawyer seized a vessel. Turned out then one day later it's sinking in the port. Oops. And so that is a, you know, if you're seizing a bucket, it might have a leak.
I've heard that it's important or requested that if you're going to seize a vessel, that you make contact with a U.S. Marshal. You agree with that?
Phillip? Yes. Actually, attached to your materials is included a pamphlet. Actually, it's more than a pamphlet. From the U.S. Marshal Service. And one of the first things that it recommends is calling the marshal, particularly if it's on a Friday, because you want to make sure that there's a marshal ready, willing, and able to make service for you.
Deputy Castro, can you expand on that for us?
Yes, sir. There's very few deputies in the district that can arrest a vessel in the sense to know how to do it. Any deputy marshal can, but if it's after hours, if you don't contact the civil division and we don't know about it, you're going to get a on-call deputy who has no clue what he's doing. They're going to contact us. If there's particulars in the order that have already been signed by a judge, there's nothing we can do about that. I'll give you an example. If it cannot shift, there's no shift orders from berth to berth or go out to anchorage.